Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey, improv teammate, another great show.
Oh, thanks, Derek. I loved your move to merge our two initiations by making it a kitchen table in the Vatican. So great.
Yeah, that environment was so rich. I could have done the entire show there.
And we were like edited 3 times before we actually left the stage.
Yeah, rule of threes.
Derek, I know that you're new to the team, but I think I can trust you. I'm working on something that's going to blow this art form wide open.
Adding more women?
No, one per team is enough. But since I've pretty much mastered object work...
Oh, hell yeah. Your slot machine in the group game was immaculate.
Oh, right? The secret is holding out my arm to make the lever. So, isn't it time to add real objects?
Wait, you mean...
Yes. Why mime a mug when you can bring a real mug on stage?
That is an idea I can't wait to see in action.
Okay, but you gotta keep it quiet, okay? I'll catch you later. The improv jam starts in 2 days, and I want to get in line for Do Run Run now.
Yeah, time well spent. Well, listener, my plan was to sabotage Trisha's improv team from within, but it appears she's beaten me to the punch. Now, what of our distanced heroes? No, I'm not really interested either, but we do have another 40 minutes to fill. Sit back, make peace with the fact that your focus will waver around the 20-minute mark, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, Remote Edition, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon, which currently, due to an earthquake, whichever you want to call it, has trapped everyone in separate little portions of the land of Foon. And you know, I'm actually even trapped apart from my co-host, but luckily, using the magic of Roon, we are still recording the podcast. I am joined remotely, but still together, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking. What are you this week?
It looks like I'm washed back up on shore on the beach, and I'm a starfish now.
You're a starfish? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm a starfish. Just putting a spin on it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it more fun to introduce yourself in a sing-song?
Oh, sure. Should I start?
Yeah, you try it.
Okay. All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Much better. Worlds better.
That's how singing works, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can get you some. What was that thing on your computer? Autotune?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? I'm also joined by my other singing co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius. master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos.
Oh, I regret this.
Known to the dwarves as
V. I know.
Known to the dwarves as
It
Zerlus
sucks that his
Aegis.
Names in the rune, can you see his names are like going by in the angled font?
Yeah, how's he doing that?
And there may be other secret names you do not know.
This is one of those times that I regret that pact that we all made with each other that we would never stop an episode and start over again.
Yeah. Never. I refuse.
How are you two doing? It's so hard not seeing you every day and just checking in once a week via the technology of Rune.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I don't know why instinctually my shapeshifter instincts are making me, you know, bounce between the ocean and the beach, and I keep shapeshifting not at will, so I don't know what's going on, but my internal system seems to be frazzled.
Oh, wow.
Wait, can we start over?
From the beginning of season one? Well, if we must.
Isidore, how you doing?
Yeah, you see, how you doing, bud?
I spent the last 7 days up against the edge of the crystalline barrier that seems to keep us all separated. And I just tapped on it in different places for 7 days. I have yet to find a crack, but I will.
Ooh, that's so cool that you're edging. Is it like a tink, 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 or a thud, thud, thud?
More of a tink, tink, tink.
Do you feel like the fact that, like, you're taking so long to get there is going to make it feel all the better when you finally do break through?
Yeah, I do feel that way. I don't get that reference, but sure.
I probably didn't do it right.
Yeah, Arnie, I don't think you did edging right. how are you doing?
How's I know, this? I came too fast.
How is the schoolhouse? How are the beeps and chats? Are you still teaching?
I gave up. You know, I gotta be honest with you. I haven't seen them in days, which is not a good sign. Like, because we're all trapped in the schoolhouse, so I don't know where they are.
Huh. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure you were a great teacher. How were your... Did you get your evals back?
Ooh, like my evaluations?
Yeah, what did I say?
Evals? So many words mean different things in this world. I didn't know if an eval was like a consonant, but an evil one.
Yeah, eval is an evil vowel.
Oh.
A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes why.
Oh, sometimes why.
Sometimes why.
I shall smite the every why that converts to this vowel form, and someday vowels shall know their place as consonants.
So yeah, your evals.
Chun, how has it been being a starfish?
Here's the thing. Good and bad.
That covers it.
Yeah, I think I'm breathing through my butt. Yeah, I definitely am. But then also, something cut me. I don't know what cut me, but something cut me. And then my one of my hands kind of wriggled away and then grew into another starfish. So that's been wild.
Oh, so are there two Chuns now?
Let's say yes.
That Bring the other Chun on the mic.
Okay, come here, buddy. I don't know how old he is or, like, if he's going to be representative of my personality and cadence, but let's bring him on the mic here. Hello. I am a starfish.
Hello, Chunt. I'm Usador.
Hello. You are my friend now.
Yes, we are friends and have been for a long time. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You're clearly related because he talks just like you.
Oh, really? Sorry, this is Chunt again. Hello?
Chunt, what are you going to do with this new you? Is this...
Raise him?
Huh. Okay.
You know, since I don't have Eggy Baby, I don't know where Eggy Baby is, and frankly, I'm a little worried about Eggy Baby, but for now, I'm just going to raise this duplicate of myself. Is that something you do on Earth?
Yeah. I guess when I think... It almost seems like a clone thing to me. I don't know if you have clones in Foon.
Describe them, and I'll let you know.
Well, it's sort of like an unnatural copy of yourself. And usually, that in a story, it leads to some kind of, like, battle for your identity. Like, which one of you gets to be you?
We call it twins. But usually one will eat the other one in utero.
Oh. Well, don't do that.
Well, we're out utero right now, so I couldn't possibly eat him. Plus, I'm not hungry. Plus, I breathe through my butthole, so that would be a whole journey.
So you're not going to eat him out of your utero?
Nope.
I mean, think about Jamie and Sammy. One of them should have destroyed the other. That might have made one of them all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Oh, and Usidor, how much this week have you been breathing through your asshole?
I'd say 30% of the time when I really get focused on tapping.
Usidor, use some magic. Figure out a solution with magic. You're a wizard.
That's it. Magic. I'll be right back.
For weeks, he's just been using tapping.
That's all he had to say was magic?
I mean, that's usually how we solve all the problems, right?
Yeah. Arnie, I think your theory is right. I think Usidor's losing it.
Yeah.
You know, without his mission to defeat the Dark Lord, I don't think he, you know, can get any traction or...
Yes. Ah, yes. Now with my magic wand in mine hand, I stand at the barrier, and now I...
God damn it. Tapping.
This magic wand's going to tap right through here. Don't worry about it.
That's fucking edgelord.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm extra cranky. I'm just hungry. Like,
I'm hungry, too.
Food is harder to come by right now.
Why aren't you conjuring your own food?
I can't do magic.
Well, here, look.
Whoa.
Look, a beautiful cake. Mmm, cake.
Oh.
I'm not a huge fan of cake, but, you know, some people like... I guess if you're in college, you might very like cake. Good. But, Arnie, I haven't been eating a ton either. Usidor, can you magic us some food, or should we try some sort of service or something?
Oh, well, I can magic food for myself here within this confined area, but I don't know how to get it to you. I'm sure there are other magical services like Grubhub, the grubs that bring you little bits of food through the ground, but it's mostly other bugs.
Yeah, we talked about some of these services last week. Oh, you know, I've been sort of rooning with strangers a little bit. It usually gets weird, but a few people recommended something maybe we should check out where you can get food through the rune. It's called Crone Appetit.
Ooh, sounds fancy. I'd like that.
Yeah, because nothing sounds more delicious than the word crone.
I think it sounds quite good. Think about it. Crone, scone, bone.
Ooh, bone.
Loan. You take out a loan to buy some food. Mm. All these things rhyme with food things.
Bone, I know whenever appetite. I take out a loan, I get hungry.
Well, let's, do you have some sort of spell to conjure them so we can get them on the line?
They said to just hit the rune 3 times.
Hmm.
1, 2, 3.
Crone appetite!
Oh! Hello. We're trying.
You.
We want to order some food.
Oh yes. Hello.
Wait, I recognize you. This is Crone Bakeress.
Yes, it is Crone Bakeress. What a wonderful surprise to be conjured by the likes of you.
I can't tell if she's being sarcastic.
That's a problem for me. I guess you really figured me out, didn't you?
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I guess I did.
I guess you must have.
I can't tell if she's happy or pissed off about that.
Well, that's also an issue.
Crone, we definitely want to order some food. Can you hold on for just one quick second?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm a side...
side rune?
Side rune, side rune.
Which is definitely a thing we established last week.
Right. Look,
do I know that you established it? Because I'm in the side room with you. Should
I respect
your...
Oh, shit, she doesn't. We need to establish it with our new guests, not just ourselves.
Do you want me to plug my ears?
Why don't you don't plug your ears, but Arnie, Usidor, what we'll do, remember a few years ago when Arnie taught us Hog Latin?
Yes.
Let's use that.
Let's do that. That's a very good idea.
This sounds like black magic. I don't approve, but go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know what was it. I don't know.
Peppa Pig.
I don't speak pig.
I think if you're doing something I can't understand, you don't have to do it gently and quietly and snufflingly. You can really let her rip, because I do not speak whatever language that is.
Well, I suppose I don't need to go into a side room, really, to do this. Isn't that really Braidwyn, the warrior elf?
Yeah, oh, that's right. Braidwyn.
She's a fucking badass. Didn't we discover that Crone Bakeress was actually Braidwyn the whole time?
I know, but I remember by the end of the conversation, she started talking about how she liked being Crone and wanted to continue being Crone, so
right.
If that's who she wants to be, maybe we should let her be that.
She has the agency to decide who she is. Crone Bakeress, will you bring us some food, please?
I most certainly will. Now, What are you in the mood for? And please make sure it's sweet pastry-based. I don't want to give you the impression I can make a spanakopita or something like that. That is not on the table at all.
Well, why don't you go over some of your menu items? Are there things you think we would especially enjoy?
Maybe. You, Usador, you have a rather tart attitude. Could I interest you in a lemon bar?
Ooh, I would love a lemon bar. That sounds delicious.
Okay, one lemon
bar. Something for me, something for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. You look like a cookie. So you're not a cookie, you want to eat a cookie.
A cookie would be great. Yeah, I'm not a cookie, I'm a starfish.
Yes, Crone, you've actually met this starfish before, but it probably looked like a badger when you met it. This is Chunt.
Yes, indeed, I do remember you. You're just the size and shape of an adorable crookie, so I didn't pick up on that. Now, are you going to eat through your butthole?
Oh, thank you for asking. I feel like nobody asks that anymore. I am.
Well,
thank you so much. It's
going to inform what I suggest you have. Like, now that I know this, I'm not going to try to put, like, a biscotti at you. I'm going to offer you crumble.
Oh, yeah. And I guess, for now, something lukewarm to cold.
All righty. Crumble it is.
Because I'm fine burning my tongue, but the other way around, no thanks.
Your tongue burning you?
Yeah, I guess I didn't phrase that properly. I guess that would be a nightmare, my tongue burning me. But I guess scalding my asshole is what I meant. Mm-hmm, the interior of my anus should not be scalded. So take that into consideration.
Okay. Arnie, you're suspiciously quiet. What will you like?
All of it. I'll eat all of it.
An olive loaf. I heard you say olive loaf. Now,
oh,
I don't
shit.
Offer
That's
savory
the one thing
items.
I don't want.
I will not savory. Be able to provide you an olive loaf.
What about like a quiche? Like a quiche with perhaps some cheese. It's sort of
savory,
but it's also a little sweet.
No,
it's too savory.
I think you're the fact that you're trying to weasel that in and claim that that's something that's not savory is embarrassing to both of us.
What about if it's just very creamy and the cream is sort of sweet, isn't it? I'm trying to get us something savory here, damn it.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response now.
Ooh, what about potato chips?
You know, for a bunch of people who haven't had access to a lot of food lately, you're suddenly making me feel unappreciated. And I'm starting to feel a little bit like you're having me on.
No, we're not having you on. We're just nightmare personalities. That's
all.
Yeah,
we're just idiots.
Fair enough, boys.
Now, you must be very busy during...
Yes, please. Oh, how busy am I? Business is a-booming. Business is booming. It's been wonderful. I was concerned because for some reason lately people have been making their own bread. Bread, making their bread, making their dough, gotta have yeast. Oh, there's a yeast shortage. All that. I thought, I'm going to be in terrible trouble because people are going to start baking their own pastries. But it turns out people can't imagine past the novelty of baking bread. They still crave things like brownies and cookies and crone scones, if I recall
scrones?
Correctly, there was something. Oh, yes, scrones. Yes, I was overcomplicating it. And so I've been able to really capitalize on all of this. And, of course, as a crone, I have the ability to send things wherever I want, whenever I want. So I've been kind of cleaning up in the delivery realm as well. I've also killed many grubs. I don't care for grubs. So it's been pleasant to be able to eliminate the competition. That's a real kill two grubs with one crone.
It's just a commonly known and accepted thing about crones that they can send food wherever people want it to be.
So common it's tiresome to talk about, I always say.
Crone is where the stomach is. Is that a thing?
Crone is where the stomach is? Like home is where the heart is, but crone is where the stomach is?
Is that a thing, or could it be a thing? I'm willing to sell that IP if you want to use that on your pamphlets or your...
What does IP stand for?
IP stands for Insane Posse, but surely I'm missing a letter.
I feel like you're clowning around now. You're just clowning around, and I don't care for it.
What if we introduce crones into this, like an insane crone posse?
Ooh, I like that. Well, I used to have my insane crown posse. You remember that when I was a Badger King?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
my expectation when I'm being promised a posse of some kind is that I would have followers that would have their own strange names, their own strange, inexplicable names. What would you call someone who is a fan of the insane crone posse?
Chronologicals, crone, Chronix?
Chronix? I heard Chronix.
Well, I said three things.
Possibly because you said
two.
It. I like that very much. I'm very much looking forward to cultivating my own special group of Chronix.
Now, everyone knows that crones can make food appear wherever they wish, but I have to ask you, what are some things that we don't know about crones?
Well...
Yeah, give us the arrow points.
This is difficult for me because you know what this is like? When you say to me, a relative stranger, Crone Bakeress, what don't we know about crones? That's like when someone recognizes someone and says, I've seen you in something. What was it? And then you have to list off all the appearances you've ever made. You have to do all the legwork for them. I don't know
what's that
what list? You know about crones.
Well, I know they can make food appear wherever they want. I know often they're hunched over. I know that they have a great cackle.
They're withered. They're old.
I know that they often live in a shoe or a mushroom. What else?
Oh, they love stolen water. That's, again, another common thing that everybody knows. They only like stolen water.
Everyone knows stolen water. Well, it just tastes better.
Yeah, it really does. They can't multitask.
I'm sorry, what?
They can't multitask? Oh, were you doing something?
I was, but that is very offensive, and I wish that I had heard you right the first time, but I was filing. I had a little hangnail that I had to give my full attention to. Now, I'm not insulted. You're a starfish.
You're not unsalted?
I'm not unsalted, because we do perspire, as many other creatures do. I excrete a type of salt. That, truth be told, I've been known to use a pinch of in my cookies. People tend to like their cookies saltier than they realize.
And that's when they say a crone puts their blood, sweat, and tears into their recipes. That's what you mean, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, I do put blood and tears into it as well. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Wow.
I was going to come out and say it.
So judgmental. Why is everyone being so judgmental of our guests this week? I want to get to know Crone Bakeress better even than the first time she was on. I happen to think that she's a delight, and I want to know more about her. And we shall find out. I shall dig in, and I shall learn about your inner life, Crone Bakeress. That is a threat.
Clearly. It also sounded like it was a break to commercial.
Is it?
I guess so.
Yeah, let's make it one. We'll be right back with more Crone Bakeress.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
All right, we're back from the break, and I'm really torn between really just trying to get my food order in because I'm very hungry, but also, you know, Crone, it's been a long time. I really do want to catch up on what you've been up to.
Well, I feel like you're leaning into the latter thing because, to be honest with you, I don't think you've done jack squat to tell me what it is that you ought to have. All I know is I thought you ordered an olive loaf. Turned out I was dead wrong about that. And we never even resolved that. I don't know what it is that you're craving, as long as it's sweet.
I guess I'll have a...
Go ahead.
I'll have a cruffin.
Okay, a cruffin, yes. Mm-hmm. Would you like canberries in that?
Canberries?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm unfamiliar with what are canberries?
Well, we're in a little bit of an awkward time right now where the fruit pickers can't get out there, so we're having to use canberries instead of other fresh berries.
Oh, so they're from a can.
Yeah, they're canberries. They're still good.
It's sort of like jar meat.
Yeah, you ever had jar meat?
You ever had jar meat, Ani?
Meat from a jar?
You solved the mystery.
Oh, it's so hard talking to a mental giant like you, Arnie.
I'm just realizing most of the questions I ask don't need to be spoken.
Amen.
In that you're having a spiritual conversation with your higher power?
Exactly.
How beautiful.
Now, I was hoping that I could also, with my order, get a loaf of Crinamon Crazen Cred.
Yes, Crinamon Crazen Cred. No problem at all. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow. Can I get some Christ Krispies?
Excuse me.
This is a Christ Krispie bar?
Christ Krispies?
Oh, no. Sorry, I misspoke. A Christ Krispie crar?
Oh, a Christ Krispie crar. This won't surprise you at all because it's such a catchy name. I'm totally sold out.
I can't tell she's being sarcastic again.
You can't just transubstantiate some of those Christ Krispie crars?
What do I look like to you? No.
What if I crone?
I can't transubstantiate. That's crazy.
Can you transubstantiate?
Yes, I can. I absolutely can. But I can't right now. I can only can-substantiate. Because we've had to bottle up. And yes.
When you can-substantiate, Arnie, that's when you can turn anything into a cranberry.
Got it.
Yes. That's a skill in very high demand. It's shocking how much people prefer cranberries to other good fruits.
Crone, you're so busy now. How do you unwind during this time? How do you relax?
Well, I don't. I haven't had any time to relax. It's been busier than ever. Frankly, I've stopped sleeping. I find myself baking and baking and baking all through the day, whereas, of course, I used to sleep during the day. And I don't even... I mean, the frequent water stealings that I would be pausing my baking for have slowed to a near stop. I'm actually... And this is something that I never thought I would say because I do feel the shame of all crones upon me. Oh, I'm just drinking my own water. It's so gross.
Ugh. Oh, like your pee?
No. My own water.
And she's not stealing her water anymore.
I'm not
stealing drinking her
it.
Own water.
No, I don't use euphemisms. If someone says they're going to go make water... I'm not going to think that they're going to urinate. That's just not the same thing at all. And I don't even know where that phrase came from. It's extremely confusing, and a lot of people probably got very ill because of it.
See, that's where we're different, because I assume everything is a euphemism.
I thought you were going to say you assume everything is urine.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, have you ever thought about taking the water that you have, placing it somewhere just outside of your bakery or outside of your kitchen, and then stealing it back from yourself when you least suspect it?
Interesting. So you're suggesting I'm almost crone substantiating my own water into stolen water. What wonderful alchemy is this?
Yes, it's an alchemy of the mind, where you fool your brain into believing that you've given this water away or donated it someplace. And then, when the water least suspects it, you sneak up on it and take a delicious drink.
Oh.
I'd also recommend, Crone, if you have the capabilities, bite off one of your arms, let it regenerate into a clone of you, and have that steal the water from you and then steal it back.
Which one of you is talking to me right now? The OG or the clone?
This is the clone G.
You sound very similar. Very similar.
So the two of you are sort of an insane clone posse.
Oh, yes. We're the insane clone posse. One of us took one of those letters.
Yes,
did you even tell?
I could tell. I could tell you were trading off one word at a time.
In our heads, we thought that was
seamless. I think he said one letter at a time, which I find very interesting. I don't even know how you pulled that off. Syllable to syllable, consonant to consonant.
How do we pull it off?
Oh, E vowels.
Amazing.
You are going to do very, very poorly in your E vowels, I have to say, if you two continue to trade off like that.
Here, this is OG Chunt. We'll just take over the mic. Crone, I do have to ask. You said that you never sleep anymore.
Yes.
How do you wake and bake anymore? Are you just always baking?
I'm always waking and I'm always baking. Because if you never sleep, there's a feeling of being on the threshold of both sleep and wakenedness at all times. So in some ways, it's as if the universe is being born to you over and over and over again. So I have a real sense of wonder about things. And also things become way more interesting when you haven't slept very much. Like, for instance, did you know that you have a nose?
I have a nose?
Oh, yes. Not you.
Oh, yeah. Currently, I don't.
You definitely don't have one.
People in general, though, tend to have noses.
Yeah,
but
I know
have
you
ever really thought about it?
Huh.
Is it wonderful and strange?
Yeah, this protrusion on your face with up to two holes that sucks in air and releases carbon dioxide. It is pretty wonderful.
Yeah. I love that you said that as if you were selling the second hole as an add-on. Really?
Well,
I can
us.
Get up to two holes? How much would that be?
What would it take for you to walk out of here with a second hole?
Now, I have to talk to my manager. Oh, we have a good time, don't we? And I'll tell you why. Sleep deprivation. Things are indubitably funnier.
So, Crone...
Yes.
Oh, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that my pastries taste better. Part of that, I think, is that I'm finding that I'm putting less tears in and more blood and sweat, and I think people can taste the difference.
Speaking of tears, do tears make you want to, you know, rediscover that? Is there anything, what am I trying to say? Is there something with tears if you're waking and baking? You know, like the nose thing, tears, do something with that.
Oh, I see.
It's like face rain, right? What else?
Sure, tears are like face rain. I think maybe one of the problems that you're having is that you're feeling a little inadequate because as far as I can tell, you just have a butthole, mister. And sure, you have five arms, I guess. But aren't you maybe feeling a little inadequate and feeling a little bit like you don't have what it takes? And so when you start teasing me about my tears, isn't it really more about your fears?
Yeah, I guess I'm just projecting
tears.
So
for
if
fears.
You trade off your tears for fears, I think you'll realize that you need to take a good look in the mirror.
And though you may run out of salty tears to put into your cookies, you can still bake tears of a cake and create a delicious monument that travels high into the sky, high enough to perhaps break through this very barrier we find ourselves trapped in. If you bake a cake tall enough, Crone Bakeress, it will begin to tap, tap, tap the top of the area that we are stuck in.
What is it with Isidore and cake today?
I don't know. I have to say, I don't know why you think I would want to disrupt this amazing rush of great business all of this has brought me. Now, I certainly am not responsible for the barrier, but a lady's gonna clean up in the money department if nobody can get out and everybody likes pastries. My purpose is to exploit this situation, provide delicious baked goods for people. Yours clearly is to become obsessed with breaking through to the other side with or without doors. And I wish you the best.
How could I break on through to the other side without the doors?
Apparently by tapping.
Can I ask, Bakeress, is it safe for you to be operating all this baking equipment on such little sleep?
I see where you're going with this. And the answer is yes, it's extraordinarily dangerous. But again, I think people can taste the risk in the treat.
Oh,
I think it makes people feel like, oh, I'm eating this blondie. Why do I feel like there's a chance the universe could collapse in on me? Ooh, that makes this taste even better. It could be my last bite. When you have that baked right into the recipe, vis-a-vis me being a risk to myself and everyone around me because I'm not sleeping enough and I'm operating machinery, I don't know how much I've gone into the heavy machinery that goes into baking, but there's two to three steamrollers.
Steamrollers?
Oh, yes. I've had to bake the crookies in very large batches, so it's just like a giant rolling pin.
near achy breaky hearth.
I don't appreciate that coming from you.
I didn't enjoy saying it.
No one really did.
You and I are not getting along.
I think it's probably all right. Everyone knows that danger is delicious, and it sounds like you've got the temperature on your oven set to 420 all the time, so you know, I think everyone's going to be just fine.
I just want people to have a good time while they're in here for who knows how long, separated from their loved ones. I just want everyone, and I know it sounds like I'm now listing off the reasons they shouldn't feel good, but I'm just stating the facts. And then, if they want to, I don't know, eat their feelings with pastries, I'm right there to provide them.
Look, you're a baker and you're just providing people a small good thing when they need it.
It's just a small good thing. That's all I've ever wanted to bring.
Mm-hmm. And you have. And I have to say, we should all give ourselves over to the pastries. I mean, the shattering is obviously affecting us all. And I've heard people say there's going to be a shattering 17 where we all put on 17, you know, pounds. Let's lean into it. Let's have some fun.
Crone, can I do a quick side room with you?
Oh, with me? Oh.
Yes.
I'm so flattered. I'd love to.
Just for a moment.
What do I do? Okay. Do I step
just,
to the
just
side?
Just tap my image. Mm-hmm. Tap my image.
Uh-huh. Here I go.
Now we should be in a room by ourselves.
Can you make sure that Arnie gets enough to eat? I'm very worried about him, and he doesn't always take the best care of himself. He doesn't know how to cook very well, and often on the road I would prepare meals that he would enjoy, or that he would eat. I don't know that he would enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very concerned about him, and I can't reach him to give him the help I would normally give him.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you for being so thoughtful and for being so tuned in to your smelly friend. I assume he's smelly if he's not taking care of himself. I do want to appease you. I want you to be reassured that I am going to... You know what? I'm going to break my own rule. I'm going to offer something savory. Now, I remember when I thought Arnie said he wanted an olive loaf, and he protested so hard, I think he even said, that's the one thing I don't want, which we all
yes.
know means it's the one thing he does.
Yes.
So I'm going to make him 50 olive loaves. Loaves.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to manifest them right now. I don't care if he has room for them where he is. He may have to eat his way to safety and or to just wherever the air pockets remain after I have delivered and conjured those many loaves of bread. But he is going to be one happy guy.
Thank you, Crone, and send me the bill.
Oh, you can be sure I will.
Let's join everyone else.
Oh, God! Ah.
Ta-da!
There's so many olive loaves or loaves.
Olive loaves. You too.
It's like staves.
Arnie, let's see you enjoy one. Eat one, buddy.
Eat.
This is what friends do, right? They tell each other that they should eat.
That's right. In a cheerleader type chant.
Mm-hmm.
How is it, Arnie? Be how honest.
It's
be honest
disgusting.
In how much you do love it.
But I love it. It's disgusting, but I love it.
Aww.
And also, honestly, I'm going to probably eat all of these, even though I don't like them.
You're welcome.
And Crone and Yusuf, I have to say, while you guys were in the other side room, I just want to let you know that I decided to eat my clone.
Oh,
so I'm also satisfied.
It was terrifying. I watched the whole thing.
You know, I was going to recommend that anyway, because honestly, if you changed back into your more familiar form, there would just be two of you hanging around, and that would never do. And it would be quite unseemly for a badger to eat another badger, but for a starfish to devour another starfish, I think you're good.
You didn't see it, Usador. It was crazy.
It's weird to inhale my clone through my butthole. That's not a sentence I ever thought I'd say, but here we are.
Well, I can do it too. Here, I'll just cut off my finger.
Ah, oh, okay. My.
And it'll turn into a little Usador.
Okay.
No.
Where are you putting that? No.
Now I'll just devour it, and it'll just be part of me again.
But your finger didn't grow back.
Not yet.
Oh, there it is, and it's a little Usador.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you fingered yourself. What'd I say?
Nothing, Crone. You're right. I fingered myself.
This is Also, you know what's fun is being with other magical creatures, isn't it? I sometimes feel like I get stuck with, like, a bunch of bummers. People who don't have the same kind of beautiful and wonderful powers that some of you have.
Well, I don't have any.
Yes, when I said some of you, I thought I was being very pointed in your direction, that you do not have those.
Yeah, I am the bum.
Yeah, Crone, tell me about it. Often I am doing amazing magical feats, like tapping on a barrier or transforming myself into a stick or something else quite incredible, transforming myself into an eagle or a cake.
Like, twice a season, he does something cool with his magic, and the rest of the time, it's just like tapping, and I'm a stick now.
That's your fault for making these damn seasons so long.
Arnie, why don't you do... the other day, Arnie was a little embarrassed, so everyone be polite. Arnie was showing me a magic trick he's been working on. Arnie, do you want to do that magic trick? I think it started with you asking me to pick a carb.
Okay, pick a carb, any carb.
Okay, I'm going to go with bread.
Okay, and I will eat it.
Eating some olive loaf.
And I will convert that into energy over time. And eventually what I don't use in my body, I will excrete out as waste. But here's where it gets even better. That waste will eventually be broken down by organisms that will feed off of that. And it's the circle of life. Ta-da!
Wow, very good. Very impressive.
And we're all asleep.
Oh, what did I miss? Oh, I finally got some shut-eye. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've been so tired. Oh, nothing could have bored me enough to put me to sleep. And finally what a wonderful trick.
Well done, Arnie.
Arnie, that really was magical. You put Crone to sleep. That's impressive. Huh.
Well, I'm sad for me, but happy for you.
I am so impressed. You know, you must have been such a bore. For me to fall asleep, and I tell you, I was dreaming. I had a wonderful dream about a beautiful elf with a terrific set of braids, just out there doing her thing. I mean, I don't know. I feel so refreshed. I really do.
I kind of feel like Braidwen has completely lost her sense of self and just totally is Crone Bakeress now.
Are you talking to that loaf of bread?
Yeah, bread. What do you think about this?
I agree.
What do you think about this, Finger?
I agree, too.
What do you think about this, consumed clone?
I agree, too.
What do you think about this, Braidwen?
Can we not do this right now?
I'm sorry. Are we not doing this right now?
I don't remember agreeing to.
Okay, well, I guess we're all in agreement then.
Wait a
minute. We're all having a psychotic break.
That's righty.
Crone, that person you were just talking to, can you put them back on the rune?
What person? Arnie? You can talk to him yourself. Just reach out to him. He's not that obsessed with bread.
You were just talking to someone else, and I know them from somewhere. Where do I know them from?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Can't they do the legwork and list off where I might know them from?
Okay. You might have seen her in my dream. That was her best-known appearance.
That's what it was.
Chunt Arnie, we have to be very careful here, for we've jarred Crone Bakeress. And if she's jarred and she can't let go of this character, you know, a jarred let go, well, you know, it's a really dangerous situation for someone who's performing another character to really lose them themselves in it. You know, like a jarred Leto. You don't want to bother her, because she might go crazy and do some really wild shit.
Oof.
Hey, look, it was a long way to go.
Worth it.
We've gone further.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I think I dozed off for another moment there. I'm so tired.
Magic.
Thank you. I guess. Is that what you were... You were exclaiming that so that I would then give you the credit, I assume.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting a little bit of rest. It seems like it's got to be healthy. And, you know, and this is very true, numerous people have told me that they listen to this podcast to help them fall asleep.
How wonderful! Have you considered speaking in more of a whisper where you really get closer to your microphone and then you just sort of make a soft series of clicking sounds with your...
I have. I also wondered if now, this point, close to the end of the episode, we should use this power for evil.
Tap, 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 tap. Ass mirror. Let's do some ass mirror, Arnie. Ass mirror. This is what it sounds like when you do ass mirror.
Okay, but hey. Listen, I'm just going to slice this angel food cake near the microphone.
Maybe you're asleep right now, or maybe you're not. Is this an episode, or is your brain doing this?
Listen to the sound of my asshole. If people are really listening just to fall asleep, why do we try to have a plan? We don't.
Maybe you're dying. Just think about that. Is it possible you're dying right now? Probably not, but maybe.
Arnie, let's start the episode over.
What? Oh, from here?
Wait, okay. What were you saying? And if you are?
Oh, I was going to say that there isn't a more adorable way to come to terms with your own mortality than through this particular group of storytellers.
Just eat some carbs.
My takeaway from this episode is when Arnie eats, he goes ump, 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 ump. Like an animated pile driver with a face. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Starfish was played by A-Rafi. If you need your dialogue interrupted, I know just the guy. Crone Bakeress, the crone with a bakery, was played by special guest Janet Varney. Visit fortunerookie.org for her streaming IFC minisodes with Fred Armisen, Lorraine Newman, James Rode, and more. Check out her podcast, The JV Club, available in whatever puddle-strewn back alley you find your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And don't forget, Happy for You, Sad for Me, the Arnie Niekamp story, will be on shelves just in time for it to be taken back off of shelves.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.